Paper 117, God the Supreme. To the extent that we do the will of God, in whatever universe station we may have our existence, in that measure the almighty potential of the Supreme becomes one step more actual. The will of God is the purpose of the first source and center, as it is potentialized in the three absolutes, personalized in the eternal Son, conjoined for universe action in the infinite Spirit, and eternalized in the everlasting patterns of paradise. And God the Supreme is becoming the highest finite manifestation of the total will of God. If all grand universers should ever relatively achieve the full living of the will of God, then would the time-space creations be settled in light and life, and then would the Almighty, the deity potential of supremacy, become factual in the emergence of the divine personality of God the Supreme. When an evolving mind becomes attuned to the circuits of cosmic mind, when an evolving universe becomes stabilized after the pattern of the central universe, when an advancing spirit contacts the united ministry of the master spirits, when an ascending mortal personality finally attunes to the divine leading of the indwelling adjuster, then has the actuality of the Supreme become real by one more degree in the universes, then has the divinity of supremacy advanced one more step toward cosmic realization. The parts and individuals of the grand universe evolve as a reflection of the total evolution of the Supreme, while in turn the Supreme is the synthetic cumulative total of all grand universe evolution. From the mortal viewpoint, both are evolutionary and experiential reciprocals.